we would admit that I commingled funds and that I would agree to serve two in jail if that's what they wanted, because I had been told or it had been estimated that my legal expenses could exceed $450,000 in the anguish through a trial. And I didn't want to put my family through that.
And it is possible, Mr. Dale, isn't it, that you could have been innocent and be found guilty, and you had to recognize that was a fact, too?
That's true. But in my plea bargain, I told him under no circumstances would I agree that I stole any money or used any travel office money in any manner except what it was meant to be used for.
Now, Mr. Dale and Mr. Wright, you handled the money. With Mr. Sweeney representing the rest, you did not handle money, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Why were you considered a crook?
Because the only way they could bring in the people from Arkansas was to clean out the entire office, including the telegraph side. That was the only way they could do it.